Chapter 6. A Proper Settlement. I decided to make a daily trip to the ship for as long as I was able. I knew a single storm could push the wreck beyond my reach. On my second trip to the ship, I worried about leaving my food behind. It was locked in a sea chest, but that might not keep large beasts away. My worry was for nothing, as the only creature I saw after any of my trips was a small cat. As I approached, it ran away a little distance, then stopped to stare at me. "What do you want?" I asked, thinking the cat might flee at the sound of my voice. But it only stared at me. I raised my gun toward it, but it still looked into my face with no sign of fear. As this was the friendliest face I had seen since the wreck, I broke off a bit of biscuit and tossed it. The cat walked to it, sniffed it, then ate it daintily. It looked up at me again as if to ask for more. "Thank you for your welcome," I said politely, "but I cannot spare more biscuit." And so it marched off, ending my first encounter with the island's native population. While carrying all the ship's goods to land, I found two cats and a dog locked in a cabin. I brought them to shore. The cats thanked me by stalking off into the jungle. The dog stayed by my side for many years. I had only to point at something and he would fetch it. He did all that he could for me. But the thing I wanted most, he could not do. He could not speak to me, though I spoke often to him. As my collection of goods grew each day, I was able to build a more impressive shelter. I made a little tent with a piece of sail and some poles. I brought everything that might spoil into the tent. Around the tent I piled all the empty chests to protect the canvas. I made a kind of door with boards inside the tent and an empty chest on the outside. With a more solid shelter, I slept soundly each night. I faced each morning fresh for another search of the ship. I found enough ammunition to keep me well armed. I also carried away more tools, scrap metal, rope, sails, a hammock, bedding, and even silverware. On my 12th trip, I came upon money. "What good art thou to me?" I asked the coins. At first I thought to leave them, but I finally bundled them up and carried them away. On my way back from this trip, the wind picked up and the sea grew rougher. I was grateful my feet touched ground again. I hurried home to my little tent, where I lay secure with all my wealth about me. The wind blew hard all night. In the morning the ship was gone from the rocks, and now lay well beyond my reach, but I was confident I had all I needed from it. After I had been ashore a dozen days, I realized how difficult it became to keep track of the days. So I cut a large post and carved into it with my knife. I came on shore here on the 30th of September, 1659. Each day that passed, I cut a notch. For every seventh day, I cut a longer notch. Then at the start of each new month, I cut the longest notch of all. Thus, I could keep track of the days, weeks, and months far more easily. I cried many a tear from loneliness and self-pity, but it helped that I was busy creating a proper settlement for myself. I needed a place where I could be secure and where I could watch for passing ships. I soon found a safe place on the side of a hill. I set about building a fence from long stakes at over 5 feet tall. This fence would not be easily scaled by wild beasts or humans. I made no door to my fence. Instead, I used a rope ladder that could be pulled inside. I brought all my riches inside the fence. Then I set about creating a large tent with a smaller tent inside. This kept me secure against the violent rains that fell at certain times of year. I hung the hammock I had retrieved from the ship. It was a comfortable bed each night. I made a table and chair from the short pieces of board I had rescued from the ship. I was a very sorry workman, having never built anything before, but I learned much from the process. I remade the chair several times before I was happy with it.